Right, do sit down. Well, I wonder what your favourite Bible passages are, or what your favourite Bible stories are. Now, I want to do something now that I quite like doing in an all-age, but I've never done it in a church quite this big, so we'll see what happens. I want you to talk to the person next to you about your favourite Bible story or your favourite Bible verse, and at some point I'll kind of clap my hands and wave frantically and go, stop! And then you can stop talking to one another. Okay, off you go. Right then, folks, it's roving microphone time. So I'm at the front, Rebecca's at the back. Who wants to share with us their favourite Bible verse or their favourite Bible story?
Jesus's birth.
The story of Jesus' birth. Thank you so much. Right, if you go down to that end and I'll hover this end. Right, who else wants to tell us?
Oh, yeah, one here. Yep.
Probably.
I think it's still on mute.
It's on mute.
Try again. Probably the Good Samaritan who helped someone he knew not, but he just gave what he could.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Good Samaritan.
Oh, right, you've got one.
Oh, I might not. You might have to shout at me if you're over there. I might not get to you. Go and tell me. David and Goliath. Great choice.
Oh, we actually had two Good Samaritans, two people who liked the Good Samaritan on that pew. We'll come to someone else over here.
I like the story of the road to Emmaus.
Lovely. Yeah, thank you. Agreed.
Yeah, should we pass down to you?
Right, do you know what? I'm going to go to the side aisle because, you know.
My favourite story is Noah.
We've got one more here. Go on.
My favourite story is the Noah and the boat.
Noah and the boat.
Oh, yes.
Anyone in the side aisle want to talk to me? Favourite Bible story?
I like the story of the woman being stoned and Jesus stops them.
Thank you. Yeah, do you know, we had a sermon about that for Ash Wednesday, didn't we, Rebecca?
We did.
Really moving.
Yep,
super.
Yep.
One of my favourite passages is, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Oh, lovely one. Yeah.
Romans 8, and Jesus walking on the Sea of Galilee.
Amazing. Romans 8, of course, is nothing can separate us from the love of God. Neither this, nor that, nor the other. Absolutely nothing. Right, sorry, we're doing well. Any more? Haven't heard from anyone down the back yet. You hoped you'd get away with it being at the back, didn't you? Any more?
Oh, yes, we have one right at the back.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and another one there. Hang on, we've got two more.
Choir, okay. I'm coming to you.
I really like Jonah and the Whale.
Jonah and the Whale. Yes, yes.
Right, I'm up in the choir. Who wants to tell me your favourite Bible verse?
Oh.
Yeah, go on. I might not be able to get the microphone. Go for it.
The story of the woman at the well.
The story of the woman at the well. Thank you. Yeah, really, really beautiful.
We've got one more down here.
The creation.
Oh, the creation story. Lovely.
No, oh, we're a bit too nervous. Thank you so much for sharing your favourite Bible passages. So, in today's passage, the devil is tempting Jesus in the desert. The devil taunts Jesus about whether he's really powerful or not, saying, if you are the Son of God, make these stones into bread. And Jesus quotes from the Bible, saying, it is written, we don't live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And then the devil taunts Jesus about whether God really loves him, saying, well, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Let God catch you. The devil even throws a Bible passage at Jesus, suggesting if God really loved him, he'd send angels to catch him when he fell. But Jesus knows the Bible so well, he responds with a counter passage. It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Then the devil tries to persuade Jesus to worship him, offering to give him all the kingdoms of the world if he'd bow down and worship Satan. And again, Jesus responds with a verse from the Bible. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So each time Jesus is tempted, he responds using verses from the Bible. Jesus must have known his Bible really well to be able to draw on it in his time of need. And you know, knowing the Bible isn't just about memorizing bits, though that can be an interesting challenge to take on. Knowing the Bible is about having really explored it, poked it and prodded it, pondered it and prayed with it, so that it's not just a dusty book forgotten on a shelf, but a loved book with tears and underlinings and question marks. Now this is my favourite Bible. I've probably had it about 20 years. You can see it's lost its, and it's got a page slightly falling out in various places. I made a decision 20 years ago that this was going to be the Bible where I underlined my favourite passages. That this was going to be the Bible where if I heard a really exciting sermon about something, I scribbled something in the corner. So as I flick through this Bible, it's got colours all over the place, helping me to really poke and prod at God's word, to really get to know it. So now, what I thought we'd have a go at doing this morning is putting up some Bible passages around the church. So I'm going to need some children to help me as we go along. But let me make clear what we're going to do. So do you know our youth worker in Skeynes Hill, she put up in all the mirrors in church the wonderful verse from Psalm 139. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So that when you look at yourself in the mirror and you think, oh, I'm looking a bit tired today, you can actually go, but God says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, there are three bathrooms, aren't there, in that direction that have all got mirrors in. So I need my first three children, and I'm going to need a couple of adults to go with them, helpfully, to go and work out. Come on then, one, two, three, if you come out. Yeah, you're welcome. Go and then come round. I've got plenty more Bible verses. You're welcome to come round and join the queue. Right, so you take that one. Do you want to take that one, Cara? Why don't you take... Oopsie-daisy. Amy, why don't you take that one? And go with Carol. Okay, and those are going to go down to the bathrooms. You're going to try and put them somewhere by the mirror, right? Let's see what else we've got here. Now, do you know, this is my favourite one. This just makes me laugh every time. Where does this belong? We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. The crash. Absolutely. It's from 1 Corinthians, of course. It's talking about the resurrection of the dead. But we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Clearly belongs in the creche room. Right. Can you go and find somewhere over at the creche where you can put that? Now, I searched in my Google search for where does it say bells in the Bible? And it says the sound of the bells will be heard when Aaron enters the holy place before the Lord. So do you think you could take that down to the bell tower and think about where you might want to put it up? That would be super. Now then, I wasn't quite sure where to put this one. This one belongs by your wardrobe at home. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Stick it up by your wardrobe, folks. But for now, well, we sometimes put a coat on as we're going out of church, don't we? So shall we put it kind of somewhere around the door to go out? Yep. Do you want to take that one? Think about where it's going to go. Super duper. Right. The money one. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Where should we put the money one? You got a bit of an idea? A money box, if we had one. We have something kind of similar. There's also a machine at the back encouraging people to give with their cards. So why don't you go and put that by the machine at the back? Super. Thank you. Now, over on the organ mic, I'm afraid that there aren't, you know... If you type in organ into Bible Gateway, you talk about internal organs, which is not quite what we're looking for. But we do have in Psalm 150, praise him with the trumpet, the harp, the lyre, tambourine and dancing. So how about you go and take that to Mike over by the organ? Because really what it says is every instrument you've got, use it to praise God. Right, Mike is just up there. Do you think you could take that one up to him? so we can put it by the organ. Right, choir, I didn't want you to feel left out. So this one is for the choir. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. To go take that one to the choir. They can think about where they want to put it. Baptism. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Do you have an idea where we should put the baptism one? Why don't you head down that way with your mum? See if you can work out where to put the baptism one. Great job. Thank you very much. Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, saying, "Take, this is my body." Where should we put that one? I seem to have run out of children. I'm sure there are some more somewhere. Yeah, my two have had a go. Any more willing to come out and take a Bible verse? Oh, well done. Good job. Thank you. Right. Why don't you go and take that and put it... perhaps it could rest just on the floor by that big altar there so that we can read it. Right. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. You can take that one. And I think maybe we could put that over there where we've got our special prayer stations. Will you do that for me? Oh, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Where could we put that one? Have you got an idea? There is a special Paschal candle just down there by the font. Do you think you could put that one there? Amazing. Right, a going out one. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forever. Could you go and put that by the door so that we remember that special Bible verse when we're coming in and going out? Right, I've got one last one. I don't know where to put this. I just like it. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you've set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. We've got so many amazing stained glass windows. There actually isn't a window where we can directly see the sun. Maybe we should put it on one of those window ledges where we can see the sun coming in. That could be good, couldn't it? Right, I've got one last one then. Who's going to be my final helper? I'm seeing some little heads poking out going, "Oh, is it going to be me? Should I do it? Should I do it?" And then they're hiding. I love it. I might be making you do another one. Do you mind? Do you go and put it on one of the windowsills where we can see the sun coming in? Thank you so much, all of you. Great job. So, God's word feeds us, doesn't it? It can be hard to explain how. We don't always understand it, but we experience it. The way that God's word feeds us. So how about taking on a Lenten challenge to read the Bible in different ways this Lent? If you've never done that before, then start with the gospel. Start making your way through a gospel. If you do it already, maybe you could use some different resources. There's a lovely Live Lent resource that the Church of England's put together. You can also get an app on your phone for this. Why not think of a way of reading the Bible as your Lenten challenge? Now, children, as our service carries on, I've got some paper here and we've got some pens here. So if you would like to write your favourite Bible verse or draw a picture of your favourite Bible verse that can then go up around our church, you are very welcome to do that. So let me put a few here and a few here. We've got the pens, haven't we? Pens are by the door. Great, Simon's on his way with the pens. Thank you so much. Okay, so there's a few here, and there's a few here. So if you'd like to come and take some paper and some pens and write or draw your favourite Bible passage, you are very welcome. Amen. Amen.
And as we reflect on how the Word of God feeds us and inspires us, we stand to sing our next hymn. We're going to sing just verse 1, 3 and 6 of the gradual hymn, 40 days and 40 nights, verses 1, 3 and 6. Let's stand to sing.